Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, where business not only makes dollars, but it makes sense. With our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world, I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And today, you will learn how to find the right business partner. A lot of us, when we're starting our business, we feel like we just need somebody else. We can't do it alone. It's a large project, and you'd love to team up with somebody. But how do you find the right person? In a lot of ways, a partnership in business is like a marriage. It's like a partnership in life. So finding the right person to team up with is critical. So let's learn how to do that. So let's get down to business. Before I begin and talk about how to find the right business partner, I first want to say that having a partner in business may be something that you really need. Some people start their own businesses by themselves. As they grow, they start hiring employees or freelancers, and that's fine. But it all depends on who you are as a person. Are you somebody that can really grow and expand and do better when you have somebody with you? Or maybe you'd enjoy building that business more if you had somebody with you along the way. Also, it depends on your business. If you have a large scope of a business, or the business has a lot of moving parts, or it's just a large project, you just need more manpower. You need somebody else that's at your level to get it off the ground. So finding a business partner could be the right thing for you. But the critical part, and what this episode's about, is finding the right partner, the right person that would be perfect for you and your business. So I'm going to give you a few pointers, a few things to keep in mind when you're trying to find the right business partner. Let me give a little context first. A lot of people might be thinking, well, where do I find these people? We don't just find a partner at your local drugstore or something like that, right? It's somebody that you probably already know or about to know. And this is where Jordan Harbinger's episode this week really comes into play, building relationships, building a strong network. And the more people you have, the more numbers you have, the better chances you are of knowing people that would be perfect to be a business partner. So what do you look for? What do you look for when you're looking at the people that you know, the people that you may know in the future, people that you might meet at a meetup or a conference or even a social event? Let's take a look at those things you should look for. The first thing you should look for is somebody that shares the same vision that you have for your business. You both have to be on the same page. You both have to know exactly what the goal is, what you're looking at. I've seen some really good teams or some really good businesses that crumbled because at some point they realized we don't have the same vision for this business. So make sure that when you're talking to somebody about your business and potentially being a partner, that they share the same vision, that when you tell them about it, they have the same thoughts, they have the same ideas about the way this business should manifest. Secondly, and this is going to sound a little obvious, but they should be somebody that you get along with, somebody you enjoy spending time with. You're going to be spending a lot of time with this partner. He or she should be somebody that you would be hanging out with anyway, somebody that you would be very close friends with. A lot of people say that, oh, in business, you don't have to be friends. You just need to understand each other's role. Not at the business partner level. You're going to be spending a lot of time with this person, and you want to make sure that you guys get along with, that you enjoy time with each other because you're going to spend a lot of time with each other. Another thing to keep in mind, which is very critical, is that you don't need somebody that has the same skill sets as you. You actually need somebody with very different skill sets. For example, with me and Nicole, I'm the business brains. I'm kind of like the analytical person. I'm the one who kind of writes up all the sales copy. Nicole's the creative. She's the one that makes sure everything looks good, sounds good, you know, feels good. That's why she's the production manager. She takes care of all the editing of our videos or courses and this podcast. I'm not so good at that, so she takes care of all that stuff. While I'm good at the business stuff, and she lets me take care of that. So as you can see, we have different roles and different skills and different strengths. And you need to make sure that your business partner has different strengths than you. You don't want the same person because you're not really benefiting from that. You want to benefit by having somebody that has, you know, strengths or abilities that you don't have to complement you. This is very important. A lot of people, they look for business partners and they think that, oh, to find somebody like me that's, you know, good at the same things that me. No, you need to find somebody that's good at something that you're not good at. So make sure you keep that in mind when you're looking for a business partner. Now, this may sound obvious again, but you want to make sure this person is responsible, that they understand what they're about to get into. And a good way to do this is maybe do some sort of trial period. You don't have to jump in and just sign a contract and we're partners and this is the percentage you're going to get and all that stuff. You can do a trial period. You work on one project, one product, one small thing. and see how it goes. See if you're a good fit. See if this person is responsible, if they actually reply to emails, if they actually meet deadlines, and everything feels right, everything looks good, then maybe you can move on and become full-time partners in the business. Now, everybody's going to have a different agreement when it comes to who gets what when they split up the company, who gets what percentage of the business when you become partners. Now, that's up to you two to decide. But what is very important to keep in mind is that whatever happens, both sides need to feel respected. Both sides need to feel like they're valued. Once people start feeling that they're being taken advantage of or taken for granted, then they start losing their luster. They start feeling like, well, what's in it for me? They start getting defensive. And that's not a good place to be when you have a partner in business. Make sure that communication is super clear. It's super open. Everybody has a right to say something and express the way they feel. Make sure that you both respect each other in each other's roles, regardless of who has a majority share or has control over the business. Remember, you're partners. You're not hiring somebody who's an employee. You're hiring somebody that's going to be a part of the business, is an asset to the business. And again, it's like a marriage or a partnership in life. You have to have respect for the other person and vice versa, or it's just not going to work. Oh, and remember, this is supposed to be exciting. This is supposed to be fun. So make sure all these formalities don't damper the excitement of starting a business. Make sure you're both on board, you respect each other, and come to an agreement that you both can be happy with. All right, guys, that wraps up today's lesson. Guys, remember that on the weekends, we answer your questions. If you have a question, you could submit it at contact@100mba.net, or you can go to our show page at 100mba.net/show and record your question, and we'll play it on the air. And if you have 2 minutes to spare and you want to support the show, just drop us an iTunes rating and review. We would really appreciate it. Thanks again, guys, for listening and being such amazing subscribers to the show. Guys, I want to leave you with this. Remember that business partners can be more than one. You're going to have 2 or 3 or 4 business partners. But take the first step by finding your first partner, and then you two can decide who will be the third person. Remember, the more people in the equation, you know, the more complicated it's going to get. But it may work for your business and it may be the right choice for your business, so don't rule it out. Also, even if this sounds intimidating or sounds like, oh, it's a lot of headaches, a lot of politics, having a business partner is great. I mean, I'm speaking out of experience. It's so much more fun than when I was alone, and I really enjoy, you know, building a business with somebody else. You can enjoy the wins a lot more, and you can endure the tough bumps along the way as well, because you push each other forward and remind each other that you could do it. So good luck with finding your business partner or partners, and I'll check you in the next episode. Take care.